Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has sanctioned a senior leader of the Rapid Support Forces, Algoni Hamdan Daglo Moussa, for his involvement in efforts to procure weapons and other military materiel that have enabled the Rapid Support Forces' ongoing operations in Sudan. This includes the assault on Al-Fashir, the capital of North Darfur. Algoni's actions have fueled the war and brutal Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, atrocities against civilians, which have included war crimes, crimes against humanity, and ethnic cleansing. Rather than heed warnings from the United States and other partners, the RSF and its allied militia have continued to commit atrocities, including those involving sexual violence and ethnically targeted attacks on non-Arab groups. Algoni is the RSF's procurement director and one of the younger brothers of Mohammed Hamdan Daglo, or Hemeti, the head of RSF. He is close to Hemeti, having also previously worked as his personal secretary. Algoni has controlled RSF front companies, including the Office of Foreign Assets Control sanctioned Tradive General Trading, which imported vehicles to Sudan on behalf of the RSF. The war between the Sudanese armed forces and the RSF has caused immense devastation, with tens of thousands of dead and more than 11 million displaced, both internally and externally. The Sudanese people demand and deserve peace and justice and a return to civilian government, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller in a statement. At a time when the United States, the United Nations, the African Union, and others are advocating for peace, key individuals on both sides, including Algoni Hamdan Daglo Moussa, continue to procure weapons to facilitate attacks and other atrocities against their own citizens, said Acting Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, Bradley Smith. The United States will continue to hold accountable those who seek to prolong this conflict and restrict access to vital humanitarian assistance at a time of famine and fragility. The United States will continue to use the tools at its disposal to support a peace process and impose cost on those perpetuating the conflict.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.